Every morning, thousands of Beijingers hop on board shared bikes to get to their nearest subway station or bus stop to commute to work.
首先是方便，用手机扫一下就能骑走。
The first advantage is the bike's convenience. I can use my phone to activate them. There are many bikes available, and their prices are very good, only 1 yuan or 0.5 yuan per ride.I can use part of my commute to exercise, all the while avoiding traffic congestion.
As of May, an estimated 100 million people in China had signed on to use shared bikes. 10 million bikes are now active throughout China's major cities. Many of these bikes are equipped with solar power components, which continuously provide energy to chips and GPS parts embedded in them.Si Haijian is the CEO of Energy Thin Film Power, which is a major producer of these new energy components.
Besides bikes, Energy's mobile energy solutions have broken boundaries and reached new markets, including automobiles, backpacks, tents, drones, and other areas of transportation. We are working closely with all these industries.
Policy supports as well as technological breakthroughs have also pushed forward growth in new energy vehicle use in China. More than 500,000 such vehicles were sold in the country last year, putting China second in the world. On average, for every 10,000 kilometers, each new energy vehicle can help prevent 2.3 tons of carbon dioxide emissions.Renewable energy has not only reached Chinese cities, but also the countryside.Yongren County in the province of Yunnan is utilizing the abundant sunlight it receives to generate power and heat for cooking for the local residents. Liao Mingrong is an official with the county's forestry bureau.
We now have nearly 10,000 units of solar-powered generators, while more than 6,000 households have installed clean energy stoves.These installations have provided power solutions to our people, in addition to saving forestry resources.
Li Yangzhe is the deputy director of China's National Energy Administration. He says programs to expand the use of low-carbon and clean energy alternatives are going to remain in place in the future.
Renewable energy is the backbone of China's non-fossil energy drive and will be the main source of support for China's energy transformation. According to some preliminary data, during the current five-year plan, the total amount of investment in renewable energy will reach 2.5 trillion yuan. By 2020, solar-powered electricity generation will reach above 110 million kilowatts.
According to estimates from the International Renewable Energy Agency, out of the 8.1 million new jobs created globally in the new energy industry, close to half are in China. On top of promoting new energy, the Chinese government and businesses have also been upgrading the country's traditional energy industries to make them cleaner.According to official data, from 2005 and 2016, the country's energy consumption per unit of GDP has dropped by more than 37%. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.